6. Jeannie sent Ralph to Kroger with a grocery list because no matter who had been in the house last night, human, ghost, or just a character in an extraordinarily vivid dream, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson still had to eat. And halfway to the supermarket, things came together for Ralph. There was nothing dramatic about it, because the salient facts had been there all along, literally right in front of his face, in a police department interview room. Had he interviewed Frank Peterson's real killer as a witness, thanked him for his help, and let him walk free? It seemed impossible, given the wealth of evidence tying Terry to the murder, but he pulled over and called Yoon Sablo.
"I'll be there tonight, don't worry," Yoon said. "Wouldn't miss all the news from the Ohio end of this clusterfuck. And I'm already on Heath Holmes. I don't have much yet, but by the time we get together, I should have a fair amount."
"Good, but that's not why I'm calling. Can you pull Claude Bolton's rap sheet? He's the bouncer, gentlemen, please. What you're going to find is possession, mostly. Maybe one or two busts for possession with intent to sell, pleaded down.
He's the one who prefers to be called security, right?"
"Yes, sir, that's our Claude."
"What's up with him?"
"I'll tell you tonight, if it comes to anything. For now, all I can say is that there seems to be a chain of events that leads from Holmes to Maitland to Bolton. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am."
"You're killing me here, Ralph. Tell."
"Not yet. Not until I'm sure. And I need something else. Bolton's a tattoo billboard, and I'm pretty sure he had something on his fingers. I should have noticed, but you know how it is when you're interviewing, especially if the guy on the other side of the table has a record."
"You keep your eyes on the face."
"That's right, always on the face, because when guys like Bolton start lying, they might as well be holding up a sign reading, 'I'm full of shit.'"
"You think Bolton was lying when he talked about Maitland coming in to use the phone? Because the taxi driver lady sort of corroborated his story."
"I didn't think so at the time, but now I've got a little more. See if you can find out what was on his fingers, if anything."
"What do you think might be on them, S.A.?"
"Don't want to say, but if I'm right, it'll be on his sheet. One other thing, can you email me a picture?"
"Happy to do it. Give me a few minutes."
"Thanks, Yoon."
"Any plans to get in touch with Mr. Bolton?"
"Not yet. I don't want him to know I'm interested in him."
"And you really are going to explain all this tonight?"
"As much as I can, yes."
"Will it help?"
"Honest answer? I don't know. Have you got anything back on the stuff you found on the clothes and hay in that barn?"
"Not yet. Let me see what I can find on Bolton."
"Thanks.
What are you up to right now?"
"Grocery shopping."
"Hope you remembered your wife's coupons."
Ralph smiled and looked at the rubber-banded stack on the seat beside him.
"As if she'd let me forget," he said.